Do you fear getting older? Most of us do, and all of us are. Namaste, dear listener. How are you today? I ask because I care. Life is better when you know somebody cares about you. And as a fully unlicensed life coach, I'm here to help you on this journey we call life. So let's get started. No one wants to lose their youthfulness, develop wrinkles, and start to look like a potato that's been left in the refrigerator crisper too long. Ooh, no. Mm-mm. Ever since Adam ate that apple, humans have been searching for that fountain of youth. And it ain't out there. Just ask Mama Kardashian. If it was real, she would have bought it by now. During the 1500s to the 1800s, the average person lived to be, like 30 or 40. Today, the average person lives to be like 70, 80, 90, or even, heck, Kenny Rogers' age. Oprah Winfrey once said, "We live in a youth-obsessed culture that is constantly trying to tell us that if we are not young and we are not glowing and we're not hot, that we don't matter." Well, I refuse to let that system or culture or a distorted view of reality tell me that I don't matter. You go, girl. And that is so true. Nobody ever wants to feel irrelevant, even people that aren't already irrelevant. Different people have different reactions to the fear of getting older. Some are so overwhelmed by it that the thought of aging leads them to a full-blown anxiety panic attack. Some just go out and get a new Corvette or a boyfriend half their age. But does that make them feel better or happy? Sure it does. So don't judge them. One of the beautiful qualities of aging is the wisdom that comes with our time spent here on Earth. With each life experience, you learn something new, whether it's building a career, building a business, building your family, or building up a large file at the police station for petty crimes. Life teaches us beautiful lessons through time and experience. And dear listener, whether you're 18 or 85, it's never too late to make new healthy choices. If you don't want to get old too quick, make some healthy changes. Go to the gym. Eat better. Don't stay up late doing crack with street hookers. Get your beauty rest. There are also food supplements which help with your aging and keep the mind and body balanced. There's also medical marijuana, which has been proven to help manage pain, stress, and even make a Will Ferrell movie seem better. Life is about attitude. If you have a healthy attitude, it will guide you to make healthy decisions. By aging gracefully and finding new passions in the world, like good books, drama, art, interpretive dance, or even as a Walmart greeter, one could look at things in a new positive light and overcome the fear of getting old. That being said, it's absolutely essential to accept aging as a natural process and consider life a gift. Sure, it's a gift you can't take back to the store for credit, but a gift just the same. This is Larry wishing you full body namaste. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I hope it helps you. You should share it to help others. Find me on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Google Liberal Larry. I'm your unlicensed best friend.